Michelin Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 77 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another travel ban from the Trump administration. The president banning people from countries his administration has deemed dangerous, including Afghanistan, Myanmar, Iran, and Sudan. His first travel ban in the first administration was issued in 2016 against predominantly Muslim countries. Some legal experts are advising immigrants to make virtual appearances at ICE hearings rather than show up in person because people at routine check-ins in some cases have been taken into custody.
For the longest time, advocates have said that these courtrooms were safe spaces where migrants could come in and actually follow the law the way they are being told to do and eventually lead to citizenship, right? Hopefully here in the United States. This is turning that theory upside down. And really, advocates are saying that this is a scare tactic.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. President Trump meeting at the White House today with a new German chancellor. Heavy smoke intrusion from Canadian wildfires still hitting Wisconsin, Michigan, and parts of Illinois. This is ABC News. At the Sean Diddy Combs trial in New York, two more women have been testifying about the rap mogul's alleged sex trafficking. ABC's Aaron Katursky is covering it in New York.
A woman testifying under the pseudonym Jane, who prosecutors say began a secret relationship with Sean Combs in 2020 and spent years in hotel rooms for forced sex. Jane's testimony will follow the cross-examination of Brianna Bongolan, known as Bonna, who described years of drug use with her friend Cassie Ventura.
Cassie!
And she testified Ventura FaceTimed her before the premiere of her movie, The Perfect Match.
I want to try something new.
What did you see? Prosecutors asked. Her black eye, Bongolan said. I was a little quiet, and I remember saying, I'm sorry.
Israel says it has recovered the bodies of two people, a married couple in their 70s. They were killed in the October 7th attacks and returned to Israel in a special operation by the army. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service plus. Get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 78 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for lots of sun and balmy conditions, high of 79. Tonight, some clouds, a low of 54, and tomorrow, partly sunny and continued mild with a high of 77. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 45, it's 78 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock. Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the state legislature continue to argue over who controls the federal funding distributed to the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. On Thursday, the state Senate Committee on Government Operations, Labor, and Economic Development held a public hearing. Over $171 million of interest that was generated by the pandemic relief funding. Republicans claim the money now belongs to the state and is under the legislature's control, while Governor Evers argues it is federal and under his control. Negotiations between Governor Tony Evers and top Republicans have hit a wall. Last night, key GOP leaders said talks had reached an impasse, despite what they called good faith negotiations. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux and Budget Committee Co-Chair Senator Howard Markline said taxpayers simply can't afford the governor's spending priorities in response. Evers said he kept his end of the bargain, backing tax cuts for the middle class and retirees. But Republicans wouldn't budge on his calls for child care, education, and funding for the UW system. Wisconsin has the largest budget surplus on record, according to an analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. The Joint Finance Committee stripped hundreds of items from the governor's proposed budget last month, and it meets again this afternoon. A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline. But those talks broke down yesterday. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature. Wisconsin's top election agency is under federal scrutiny for the Trump administration. Federal funding for voter education and poll worker training could be on the line. The U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division issued a sharp warning to the Wisconsin Elections Commission in a letter yesterday, saying the agency is out of compliance with federal law. At issue, the DOJ says the commission lacks a proper administrative complaint process, a requirement under the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is a bipartisan body established roughly a decade ago by former Governor Scott Walker. It oversees election guidance for nearly 2,000 local clerks, and the agency does have a complaint system and investigative process in place. Any eligible Wisconsin voter can file a complaint, but the DOJ's letter suggests that may not meet federal standards. Since 2002, Wisconsin has received more than $77 million to help administer elections after HAVA. The post-2000 election law that aimed to make voting more secure and accessible. This latest federal push comes amid continued complaint over a mobile voting van used in Racine during a primary years ago. The city said the van expanded access for voters, but former Racine GOP chair Kenneth Brown disagreed and sued. The case went to Wisconsin Supreme Court, which tossed it out earlier this year. The court's liberal majority ruled that Brown wasn't personally harmed and had no standing. State Republican lawmakers are taking another swing. A new bill backed by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty would make it easier to sue if complaints to the Elections Commission are dismissed. That proposal had a public hearing earlier this week. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and thousands of service workers in about two dozen states that sued in April. The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force. The Supreme Court says a Catholic charity in Wisconsin doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes in one of a set of religious rights cases the justices are considering this term. The unanimous vote ruling today comes in a case filed by the Catholic Charities Bureau. The organization says the state violated the First Amendment's religious freedom guarantee when it required the organization to pay the tax while exempting other faith groups. Wisconsin argues the organization doesn't qualify for an exemption because its day-to-day work doesn't involve religious teachings. Also this term, the court deadlocked on public funding for religious schools and is still weighing a case over religious objections to books in schools. Bipartisan legislation introduced at the Capitol would support Wisconsin's smaller police agencies. The bill would create a pilot program providing grants to small law enforcement agencies. Those grants would cover labor cost and unreimbursed training cost tied to sending officers to the academy and 6 months of on-the-job training. Lawmakers hope the bill would address staffing shortages that are currently affecting small police departments statewide. The bill was introduced by Democratic lawmakers Senator Brad Paff and Representative Clinton Anderson, and Republican Senator Jesse James and Representative Bob Donovan. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow language interpreters in state courts to appear for hearings and trials virtually. Proponents of the legislation say the state has a shortage of qualified interpreters, and allowing virtual appearances could make the justice system more efficient. Under current state law, interpreters must appear in person during trials, but can appear virtually for some hearings. Critics say virtual interpreter appearances could lead to miscommunications, eroding the rights of victims and defendants. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection are highlighting the economic impact of the state's dairy industry in honor of Dairy Month. According to DATCAP data, The dairy industry contributes over $50 billion of economic impact in the state and supports over 120,000 jobs. Wisconsin has more dairy farms than any other state in the country, and about 80% of the milk produced is exported. About 20% of Wisconsin's milk products are exported internationally. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has reported over 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested during the spring hunting season. According to preliminary data from the agency, the statewide hunter success rate was about 22%, with nearly 230,000 turkey authorizations sold. The mark also represents the fifth time the state crossed the 50,000 turkey mark since the agency began managing the hunt in 1983, and officials expect it to be one of the highest spring turkey harvest of any state in the country. U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ruben Gallego introduced a bill to protect striking workers from their employers terminating their health care benefits. The Striking and Locked Out Workers Health Care Protection Act would protect workers' health care benefits and prevent employers from using their power to cancel or alter health insurance for workers exercising their right to strike. In Wisconsin, two unions face threats from employers, including striking United Auto Workers at Cummins in Oshkosh, in which workers' health care through Cummins is still terminated as their strike for better working conditions nears the three-month mark. The National Labor Relations Act establishes workers' right to strike as a protected activity, and employees cannot be fired for striking. But employers can and often do threaten to cut workers' health care as a tactic to end the strike and intimidate workers. The bill would create a separate unfair labor practice category for when employers cut or alter workers' health insurance while they are on strike or locked out, and violators would be subject to increasing levels of civil penalties. Last year, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles began offering the option for motorists and individuals to add emergency contact information to their driver's license or ID record. Currently, over 82,000 people have added contact information through a convenient online process. Governor Tony Evers signed the To Inform Families First, or TIF law, in 2023 to provide law enforcement the ability to contact a family member or other loved one more quickly in the event of an emergency. Adding this information is voluntary and will not appear on the card. Only law enforcement, including police in other states, are able to access the information. To add emergency contact information to a DMV record, visit wisconsindmv.gov/emergency-contact for the easy self-service application. A visit to a DMV customer service center is not necessary. It's 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
It's 79 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Thank you for catching that.
Well, we seem to have some technical issues with our program this week, but we will get that made up in a future newscast. June is a special month in Wisconsin for many reasons, including the beautiful weather, the end of the school year, and on top of it all, it's June Dairy Month. Wisconsin's economy, history, and culture are steeped in an appreciation for all things dairy, and it's during the month of June that we can be especially thankful for dairy farmers, haulers, processors, distributors, consumers, and everyone who keeps the industry strong in America's dairyland. As part of June Dairy Month, many communities are holding dairy breakfasts this Saturday. The Crawford County Dairy Breakfast will be held Saturday. Enjoy all-you-can-eat pancakes, syrup, sausage links, cheese curds, applesauce, milk, coffee, and more from 6 to 10 at Achenbach's Highview Farms on State Highway 27, 2 miles south of Eastman. The cost is $3 and free for children 6 and under. The Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held Saturday from 6:30 to 10:30 at B. Kurt Dairy on Vortex Drive in Barneveld. Hosted by the Handel family, B. Kurt Dairy is a first-generation dairy farm that has a passion for getting people to the farm and educating them about where their food comes from. Enjoy a locally sourced breakfast that includes pancakes, eggs, sausage, milk, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream. After breakfast, check out the many activities being offered, including a kids area, petting zoo, live music, a farm tour, and more. Busing will be available. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for children, and free for children under 3. Parking and busing will be at Vortex Optics. Attendees are asked to take the short bus ride to the farm. The Sauk County Dairy Breakfast is being held at Narrows Dairy Saturday from 7 to 11. Narrows Dairy is an operating dairy farm that uses robots to milk their cows. The breakfast menu includes scrambled eggs with ham, pancakes, sausage, cheese, applesauce, milk, coffee, juice, and Culver's custard with toppings. Visit the educational tent, entertainment tent, and see the dairy farm. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for youth, and free for children 5 and under. Hosted by the Nolden family, Narrows Dairy is located on Buckeye Road near Rock Springs. Wisconsin Dells School Farm will host a farm-to-fork breakfast Saturday from 8 to noon at the high school. Have breakfast from local food sources in the area. The menu includes grilled cheese, Brew Farm eggs, Sassy Cow milk, Brew Farm sausage links, and Culver's custard. Get a tractor ride out to the farm and celebrate Dairy Month with area vendors, one-on-one animal time, and kids' activities. The cost is $10. Dairy Breakfast will continue throughout the month with the 44th Richland County Dairy Breakfast being held Sunday from 7 to 1 at Schmidt Farms on Fairview Road between Gotham and Sextonville. Cost is $5 per person ages 4 and up, 3 and under eat free. Kinchy's Petal Pull for children age 4 to 12 will be there starting at 10. Breakfast goers are encouraged to park at Rockwell Automation and ride the free bus to the farm. The Belgium waffle breakfast to support Feed My Starving Children returns to the Boscobel Farmers Market this Saturday from 8 to noon. Bruce Pitsley is an organizer of the Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children.
We did it for 3 years, and last year we took a year off, and they asked us to come back just this Saturday, and we agreed to do so. So we're looking forward to doing it again. You know, we've had tremendous amount of support for our waffle breakfast those 3 years we did them at the farmers market. And people that come to the market, like last summer and then again this year, they're asking where we are. So we're trying to get the word out that we will be back this Saturday. And hopefully the weather will be good and we'll have good attendance.
The cost of the breakfast is $5, which includes a large Belgian waffle with whipped cream, two sausage links, and a bottle of water. Hunger is still causing nearly half of deaths in children under 5 years old. From this data, Feed My Starving Children estimates at least 6,200 children die each day from causes related to undernutrition. As a Christian nonprofit, FMSC is dedicated to seeing every child whole in body and spirit. FMSC works with food distribution partners that stay with communities for the long haul, empowering them to move from relief to development.
We just recently finished up our 13th mobile pack in Boscobel last April. We had over 750 volunteers pack over 240,000 meals over seven shifts. So those 240,000 meals will feed 660 children one meal a day for an entire year.
FMSC meals are developed by food science and nutrition professionals to supplement nutritional needs and reduce problems with malnutrition. Nutrition allows children to grow, thrive, and develop to their full potential. Money raised from the waffle breakfast will go directly to the Boscobel Mobile Pack. If you are unable to attend Saturday's waffle breakfast to support the Boscobel Mobile Food Pack, a drive-through steak sandwich supper will be held Wednesday from 4:30 to 7 or until gone at Back Roads Church in Boscobel. The meal includes a large steak sandwich, cheesy potatoes, and a chocolate chip bar for $12. Pre-orders are available by calling Renee at 608-553-7825. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby Saturday at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and recreation department staff. Jared Wilson is a member of the Richland Center Police Department, serving as the Community Resource Officer for the Richland School District.
This is the second annual Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby, where we at the police department have partnered with the City of Richland Center Parks and Recreation to host the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby at North Park Pond. Ages 18 and under, but would like to mention that participants must be accompanied by an adult. Bring your own fishing poles, bring tackle, as well as bait.
There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and afterwards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught.
If you're lucky enough, you may just win some prizes. You'll have some new tackle to put in your tackle boxes, or even some tackle boxes. We do also have a donor who's going to bring between 40 and 50 fishing poles for children as well.
Officer Wilson feels community events that bring officers and the public together is beneficial for everyone.
Everyone enjoys it quite a bit. I think the kids enjoy it just as much as the police officers and the park and rec department. It's just such a nice community event where the police department can interact with our community, and it just seems like everyone has a good time. It's very beneficial to get to know everyone in a positive way, much like my position in the school district, building those and establishing those positive relationships with children. It does help in future incidents.
Registration for Cops and Bobbers at North Park Pond will be held from 8 to 8:30, with fishing from 8:30 to 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 to 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Thursday, June 5th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet, died Friday following a stroke and emergency surgery for a blood clot on the brain. A graveside service will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Rock River Cemetery in Jefferson. Memorials may be made to the Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society Pet Adoption in Richland Center or the Iowa County Humane Society in Dodgeville. Gary Ingersoll is survived by his brother, Robert and Rose Ingersoll of Fort Atkinson, sisters Gail and Jim Suthard Seeley of Alabama, Susan Zinn of Lake Mills, and Kathy Price of Virginia. Also many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Gary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet. Orville Byron Haynes, age 84, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 3 o'clock Friday at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ Rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be in the Sugar Grove Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ Friday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Vasatag Larson Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family. Orville Haynes is survived by his wife, Barbara Jean, three sons, Mark, Scott and Lisa, and Ben and Sally, also five grandchildren. Orville Byron Haynes, age 84. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77 of Muscadet, died April 28th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will follow at the Presbyterian Church in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Special Olympics of Wisconsin would be appreciated. Jerry Coleman is survived by his children, Heather Coleman of Richland Center, Bethany and Jeremy Payne of Mineral Point, Danielle Coleman and Ryan Muller of Red Granite, and Brianna and Benjamin Hackle of Muscadet. Seven grandchildren, his siblings, Karen and Cliff Schneider and Joe Coleman of Muscadet, stepsisters Diane Rasmussen of Madison, Deb and Dick Smith of Florida, Denise Hansen of North Dakota, and Barb Wilson of Texas, and his partner, Martha Joel Krieger of Cuba City. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77, of Muscadet. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89, of Bloom City, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Survivors of Kenneth Kelbell include his wife, Leona, three children, Lorna Winsick, Lisa Kelbell and Avon Hooker, and Ken and Wendy Kelbell, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and a nephew. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89, of Bloom City. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca, died December 3rd. A graveside service will be held Saturday at 1 in the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ashley Bird is survived by her daughter Lillian, mother Tammy Banker, father Terry Bird, sister Eve Hill, grandparents Delbert and Ariel Banker, and many other relatives and friends. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died May 27th as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, fox racing, and fishing or hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew Griffith is survived by three sons, Ryan, Walker, and Kyson Griffith, a brother, Christopher Griffith, girlfriend and mother to Walker and Kyson, Peyton Gunlock, mother of Ryan, Amanda Van Allen, aunts, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Linda Muckler is survived by her brother, Russell Muckler, of Richland Center, sisters-in-law Janet Muckler of Stoughton and Linda Muckler of Gotham, niece and nephews, and many great-nieces and nephews. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Prepare for the upcoming season with the Ready and Rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. You can benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc blind disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dewey and Christy Zumak. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are tracking some rain today across northern Minnesota, back across the Dakotas, down toward Kansas and Texas, another strip from Tennessee up to Ohio, and some more toward the Carolinas, but nothing immediately close to us. However, that system just to the west will be drawing closer tomorrow, bringing some scattered showers to at least the northwest half of Wisconsin. We have a slight chance going into Saturday. Then Sunday looks like our biggest rain event of the near term. Looks like a widespread rain across the Badger State coming through in the morning to mid-afternoon. Could bring a good half inch or more out there, so that'll be nice for those that need it for their lawns and gardens and fields. Temperatures will be hovering just a bit below normal later this weekend through Monday, and then we'll see a warming trend for the second half of next week, which could carry us deep into June. In fact, it does look like some hotter weather could build in by about the 17th through 20th of the month. We'll certainly keep you posted on that. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. We are looking for partly sunny skies developing, 79 degrees for the high, with light winds out of the northeast turning easterly. And tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low 54. Tomorrow should be partly sunny and mild, just a great day to get outside once again. High at 77, north wind close to 5 miles per hour. For Saturday, partly sunny and comfortable with an isolated shower or two possible. Low 54, high 75. For Sunday, look for wet conditions, rain likely, and a few thunderstorms from mid-morning to mid-afternoon. Partial clearing late, high about 72. Monday, variably cloudy and cooler. Temperature hitting 70 for the high, chance of a widely scattered light shower. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-70s. And Wednesday, warm with plenty of sunshine, high near 81 degrees. Have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 79 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 45. Our high so far today, 81. The record high for this date, 92, was set in 1971 and again in 2021. Our record low, 33, was set in 1945. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 60. Sunset tonight will be at 8:38, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-southwest winds 5 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.15. Relative humidity is 35% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 79 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Eat beans, live longer and healthier. Find out why today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Dry beans are part of the pulse crop family, which also includes peas and lentils, and they don't often get the respect they deserve. The U.S. is the fourth largest producer of dry beans in the world, according to Juan Osorno, a professor and bean breeder at North Dakota State University. North Dakota is the top dry bean producer in the U.S. as well, and Osorno touts dry beans as a great source of iron.
Anemia and iron deficiency is the number one non-infectious disease worldwide. It affects 1.6 billion people. This is not because you're not getting enough iron, but because the inflammation factors lead to having less iron absorption as well.
Osorno's colleague, Shauna Zeman-Bolinski, says dry beans have other impressive nutritional benefits as well.
Epidemiological studies, how things affect our bodies overall, show that consuming three or more servings of legumes weekly is linked to a 26% lower risk of heart disease, an 8 to 15% reduction in colorectal cancer and type 2 diabetes risk. Also an increase of about 4 years total in life expectancy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Corn products could be a big part of a trade deal with India. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The president of the National Corn Growers Association says India has the potential to become the second largest customer for some U.S. ag products. Kenneth Hartman Jr. says expanding market access for dried distillers grain and ethanol could increase demand value by nearly $300 million.
They have a growing population, 1.4 billion people. There's just a lot of emphasis on that country when it comes to, they have probably the largest cattle herd in the world. When it comes to raising cattle and dairy.
Earlier this week, 17 Republicans in the House sent a letter to the U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer urging the administration to expand market access for ag imports with India. The letter says there is a potential to increase dried distiller grain exports to a value of $500 million and $400 million for ethanol. Wisconsin Representative Tony Weed is one of the signers of that document. The National Pork Producers Council continues to push for a federal solution to Proposition 12. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from World Pork Expo.
NPPC immediate past president Lori Stevermer says Prop 12 has been a prominent issue the entire time she served on the national board.
Irregardless of what you've done with your farm and who you talk to, the big concern is the patchwork of regulations that would come if there's not some type of a federal preemption to Prop 12.
The Minnesota pork producer tells Brownfield House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson remains optimistic about a Prop 12 fix.
Chairman Thompson is still hopeful for a farm bill, even if it's a skinny farm bill. So I think as long as there's still an opportunity for a farm bill on the horizon, we're going to keep talking about it.
From the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
June 1st kicked off Dairy Month and many changes under the federal milk marketing order system. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch tells Brownfield all but one federal order change has been made.
All except for the composition factor increases, which USDA delayed 6 months until December. So those won't be into effect, which will benefit dairy farmers eventually when they go into effect.
Changes include increased Class 1 fluid milk differentials, going back to the higher of Class 1 price mover, removing barrel cheese from the cheese protein price formula, and an increase to make allowances, which allows processors to keep more money from the farmers' milk checks.
Especially in those regions of the country like the Upper Midwest, California order, Southwest order, where a significant portion of their utilization is in Class 3 for manufactured milk classes, we do expect to see those to bite into dairy farmers' checks.
Munch says Wisconsin farmers in Federal Order 30 would likely lose 90 cents per hundredweight as part of the new federal order. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Another round of direct cash cattle business is underway and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. There is another light round of direct cash cattle business that is underway. Live deals in Kansas are at $230. That's well above Wednesday's deals and $8 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Bids are at $235 and $228 to $230 live, depending on the area. Asking prices are at $230 plus live in the south and $380 plus dressed in the north. There was a light round of business that took place on Wednesday. Live deals were at $225 to $228. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the best test on steer, 750 to 799 pounds, 850 to 899 pounds, those were $4 to $6 higher. The best test on heifers was 750 to 899 pounds, which are $2 higher. The USDA says the offering was very large, and there were many loads and strings of finishing type cattle, all of which were met with good to very good demand, depending on flesh conditions. The market was active with many buyers and feeders in-house. Medium and large one feeder steers, 953 to 998 pounds, brought $278.25 to $302. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 951 to 981 pounds, brought $260 to $284. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand. For light offerings, choice up $239 at $367.55. Select was 74 cents lower at $355.98. Cash hogs are mixed at midday. Demand continues to be overall supportive to the market. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong, including another solid week for export sales, with China returning to the purchasers list. The industry remains optimistic domestic demand will find some additional growth with the return of the summer grilling season. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 274 with a weighted average of 99.62. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at midday at $69. Barrels and gilts in Illinois were $3 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. And pork values were higher at midday, up 87 cents at $107.49. Bellies and picnics were both sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with TimTech Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale last week. Large squares topped at $235 a ton and large rounds at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Toy tractors, neon lights, tools, antiques, boats, mower, trailer, and much more. Online only auction ending June 11th at 6 p.m. Soft close. We have a farm machinery auction coming up. If you have farm machinery you're looking to liquidate, give us a call. 608-723-4020 or go to www.timtechauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hogs are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher today. The trade's encouraged by tariff discussions between the United States and China. Nothing's been set in stone, though, as of yet, in terms of official discussions. Planting and development weather looks mostly favorable in much of the region. July beans are up 10 and 3 quarters at 10.55 and 3 quarters. August is 10 and a quarter higher at 10.49. July bean meal's up $1.60 at $2.98.70. July bean oil's down 8 points at $46.73. Corn's up on short covering and technical buying, along with the higher move in crude oil today. It's monitoring development conditions, expecting generally beneficial weather in most of the region into mid-month. Old crop corn export sales were lower than average, while new crop sales were up. July corn is a half higher in Chicago at 439 and a quarter. July Kansas City's up, September corn is up 3 and a quarter at 431 and a quarter. Now for wheat, it is mostly higher. There is more rain in the near-term forecast for parts of the southern plains, while the northern plains could see rain next week. But there are concerns about dry weather in parts of China, the Black Sea region, and the dollar index is back in the red. July Chicago's up 2 and 3 quarters at 546. July Kansas City's 2 and a quarter higher at 542 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are supported by this week's direct business. Light trade today, but it is up $8 from last week on the live basis in Kansas. August live's up 425 at 216.60. October's 317 higher, 213.77. August feeders are up 492 at 308.80. And hogs are mixed on spread trade, and the question's about sustained demand. July's 40 lower at 104.62. August is down 40 at 107.10. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Milk is an excellent post-workout recovery drink. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Believe it or not, milk can be an effective post-workout recovery drink. Jessica Castle, a dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, says milk is an all-star and can benefit performance and aid in muscle recovery.
Chocolate milk especially works very well for that purpose. After you finish exercising, your body does need fuel. It needs to refuel with carbohydrates and it needs protein because you've worked your muscles and the muscles need to repair. And chocolate provides the perfect ratio between carbohydrates and protein. So you're going to get about 23 grams of carbohydrates with that chocolate milk, and you're going to get 8 grams of protein. And it's refreshing and hydrating. And if you are not able to eat a meal within an hour or two, then that chocolate milk is a great stopgap for that time period until your next meal.
Milk also aids in rehydration due to its water content and electrolytes like sodium and potassium, which can be lost through sweat during exercise. Milk is also high in vitamins and minerals that contribute to overall recovery and supporting athletic performance. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee, and I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. We'll be rock and rolling and reminiscing. The Salad Gold Dancers will be here. Our show is sponsored unofficially by Henry Bray's Daycare Center.
Here, kid, have a pork rind.
Those were the days at WRCO Saturday night. We'll be flipping back to the year of 1966. Oh, yeah, top 40s, glory days. And we'll be taking your requests and playing trivia as well. All a part of the party Saturday night. Those were the days is officially sponsored by Batesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W Boscobel. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, we hope you'll join us for Those Were the Days, my friend, on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
The News at 1 is sponsored today by Richland Family Prescription Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6. Offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump is hosting Germany's new chancellor. And before holding bilateral talks, the president spoke about issuing travel bans on more than a dozen countries, most of them Muslim.